Everything Alternative 99X. Touch Jimmy and Leslie. It is a drinking day. Is Wally drinking? No. Is Leslie drinking? No. Is Jimmy drinking? No. Am I drinking? Yes. Why, you may ask? Because I've been trying to find a friend. And we have our three final contestants up. Angel, I believe, but she left her friend, Jackie, who has passed out on the couch in such a position that it's like, and I swear to God, no one's touched her, but like, we're going to put the pictures on the internet. It's like,
and she hasn't moved. She has not moved that position all.
Her mouth is wide open.
She's going to have
her ass is in the air.
She's going to have cotton mouth.
Yeah, oh, she's going to have huge cotton mouth. No question about that.
Oh my God.
But wow. I've been drinking. I think I've had two full Jaegers, a halfy of Jaeger, and this is my sixth vodka and orange juice. Sapan, hello.
Hello.
What up, G?
Not much. What are you doing?
Well, I'm drinking, but apparently you don't like what I'm doing.
No, you're not drunk enough, man. How long have you been drinking?
Yeah, 2 hours, dude. I maintain.
What kind of friends do you have up there that are letting you stay halfway sober at this point?
Do I seem sober to you? Because I feel pretty drunk.
You seem not drunk. You seem like you might be getting there now.
Dude, it takes a lot.
25 minutes. You haven't been going fast enough, man.
Look, I'm a
look. If I was up there in that competition, I would have had you drunk by now.
Well, look, I'm the biggest jerk off in the world, but it takes me quite a bit to get drunk, like to get really physically drunk. Wouldn't you say, Jimmy, or am I wrong?
No, you have to drink. I mean, you're not going to get drunk after two drinks, three drinks.
I'm not going to get drunk after 2 hours of drinking.
You are, I mean, I'll tell you, you are quickly going up the scale. We've been monitoring it. I mean, you were a four, maybe 10 minutes ago. I mean, you are quickly at least what you sound like. Your speech is getting worse.
At least you're making progress now, but this friend contest seems like it's not going so well. Half of them aren't even up there drinking with you.
Oh, bro, it's not going well. I had two chicks making out for an hour.
Crash showed up now. He just seems like he's becoming a friend again.
Yeah, but hey, dude, bro, it doesn't go well. I had two chicks making out. And how do your parties usually go?
How'd you let your friends leave when it's going that well?
I didn't let her go. The other one's passed out on the couch. I can't do anything about that. She'll be back up.
She'll be back up?
Dude, she was like trying to hook up earlier.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she was.
You let her pass out. What happened?
Let her pass out.
Yeah, Tucker, it's your fault.
I work for a corporation, bro. I'm not like a...
Your job right now is to get drunk.
Yeah, I'm drunk. She's drunk. She's passed out on the couch. You should see it. It's like this inviting charm.
If Tucker is anything, he's a portrait of corporate responsibility.
Yes, exactly.
A little bit.
He's a corporate poster boy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you get sued as many times as me and find out how nonsensical those things are. You will do the same. All right, we have Angel on. Angel, what's up?
This is what she does.
She
what?
Passed out. Okay, Angel is...
She'll be fine.
Shut up for a second. Angel is is the girl that is the contestant on the show. on the fine friend's friend. And you have actually had to leave to be with your friends. And your replacement is passed out on the couch. After you guys had made out and showed boobs all day, it was exciting.
This is what she does. This is what she's known for. She passes out.
It's almost like a peacock presenting. Mm-hmm. It's like her ass is presenting. Like they want me to do something horrible to it.
No.
There's not one guy in this room that doesn't have all kinds of thoughts going on in his head right now.
I bet.
All right, the pictures of her sleeping are now up at 98NX.com. But Angel...
This is she crashes out in my apartment like this all the time.
Yeah, but not at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, no, at 8 in the morning, believe it or not.
We're all getting drunk, let's be honest. Crash is here. I don't even know what he's doing. No, he's running around.
I wanted to meet Crash, too.
Yeah,
you
should have stayed. You should have quit your job. All you are is a secretary. You should quit your job.
You would have had to have given me a job because, you know, I wouldn't have had one.
Yeah, a secretary job is very difficult to get. All right, baby, you're wonderful.
I miss you guys. I wish I was there.
How about this? I love you.
I love you, too.
All right, bye. All right, let's go to Josh on the phone. Josh, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, brother man?
Hey, look, we got to do this right, okay? We're getting to the point, we're drinking. It's time to step it up a little bit and come up with the drinking game, okay? The way it works is every time Fred says, damn, look it, you got to take a shot.
Is it a southern thing? Because I hope I'm doing a southern thing now.
You're a five, my friend.
No. What is look it anyways?
Do I say look it?
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, God bless you. Give me a shot.
What does look it mean?
It means give me a shot, fat kid, is what apparently it means, because I'm doing a shot right now with fat kid. Happy.
Hey, and I got to tell y'all, I'm obviously in the wrong profession, because no offense, Crash, Toucher, y'all are some cool dudes. I'd love to get down with y'all, but y'all are ugly as hell, and y'all are pulling some tail.
I don't think I'm as ugly as Crash. Do you really think I'm as ugly as Crash?
You know, it's six one way and a half a dozen the other. You know, it's Fred, maybe if you kind of wore a little eyeliner or something like that to highlight the.
I shut up. Scott, what's up, baby?
Hey, I gotta tell you guys, you know, think about how bad it sucks to go out drinking with your friends and you're the designated driver. You know, that's what it seems like watching this show. You know, everybody's getting blasted, and you're just watching the train wreck in front of you going, what the hell is going on?
Well, the thing is that no one's getting blasted but me.
I kind of wish I was now. It's looking
all
more
right,
appealing.
Jason, how many shots have you had? Jason is one of the people in the Fred Toucher Be My Friend contest.
I'm on lucky number 13.
He's doing 13... freaking
13. 13, come on, my Scottish blood is kicking in.
Yeah, I would have to, like, throw in my car keys and toss in cab fare and just join in with you guys, because this is just unbearable.
Well, you know what? You know what I'm going to say right now? I'll say it right now. Crash is here. I'm going to go to Central City Tavern. They don't pay me. I have no payment for them. They've never given me a free drink in my life. I will go to Central City Tavern at 11 a.m., and I will be there with Crash. That's all. Because I'm not going to stop drinking. The trends come out today, too, with our ratings. I don't care. Hey. At 11 a.m., I'm drinking either way, celebrating or masticating.
You know what? I'm sure Kim Lichtenstein, or whatever her last name is, just running out of the building screaming, why don't you grab her right now and have her and Jimmy and Leslie run the show, and you leave and go to Central City right now and get a head start, and I'll meet you there. Yeah. I'll even buy you a Jaeger.
All right. Does anyone want to do
that? Fine, go.
All we got to do is get through 12 or 15 more minutes.
This guy actually sounds like he'd be cool to hang with.
Yeah, he actually does. Do you want to come out? Come out to Central City today. Can you get out of work?
Sibby.
Yeah, let me put on my sick voice and call in sick to work. Although it is 10 o'clock in the morning, but it's all right.
You know, Josh, last night I had a strawberry margarita. I'm pretty cool, too.
Do I seem like a punk, though? Do I seem stupid? Do I seem stupid to you guys?
Oh, you're quickly climbing up the ladder. Like I said, five, getting to six, yeah.
Oh, I'm nowhere near six.
No, you're getting very nice. You're starting to get very nice.
I love how my niceness...
Yes.
Fat kid, here, you talk in this microphone. Fat kid, you have been around... Actually...
You're still in the fives, but
no
you're
offense,
getting up there.
Fat kid has been around me the drunkest. Fat kid is actually a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And all the jokes aside, Fat kid and I actually hang out quite a bit. But Fat kid, what have I become?
I would say you're somewhere between four and five, maybe topping out at five, but nothing past that.
You don't think he's like five and a half?
No, I really? Wouldn't go much past five, okay. Because I've seen a lot worse.
All right, so five.
All right, well, let's take more phone calls. Can we, or do we want to do news? Or
no, we're not going to do news. We'll take these, and then we'll decide who your winners are. It's kind of academic at this point.
I want to put this girl in Steve Craig's chair so that when he walks in, there's just a passed out girl.
Yeah, you'll
in his
be
chair.
The one who touches her. Becky, have fun with that lawsuit. Nick, go ahead.
Tetra, you boozing up, buddy?
Dude, I'm drinking. I started drinking at like 7:30. I'm no like homo. I mean, I'm drinking. I'm having fun.
It's not Jimmy.
Commendable. I'm jumping on that boat after I get out of work. Are you going to take a body shot off that sleeping chick?
Oh, God.
Mm-mm. Dude, I have so... You know what's funny? Is that I've had so many lawsuits on me in the last, 3 months. Is that I can't do anything anymore because they'll sue you.
I only have two.
Like, the days of being, like, young and free and, like, having fun are over. They'll sue you for it. Like anything you do, they'll sue you.
The days of like touching passed out chicks.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about, but I'm just talking about the litigious society that we live in. is that the fun of it is worked out.
Yeah, there will be no body shots.
Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in. It's funny, Crash has been gone all week, and he shows up when it's time to drink.
No, I showed up because it's time to support my friend. Because I am Fred's true friend. And
this is vacation day for him, by the way.
It is. Am I getting paid for this?
It's always a vacation for
Lisa. As far as I'm concerned, yeah. You
Lisa Kelly, Lisa Doyle, am I getting paid for this because I'm on the radio?
As far as I'm concerned, you should get paid for this, but very good.
No, I showed up when it was time to support you, man. Because obviously, look at your friend. I mean, she's hot, but I can prop my ass up like that and open my mouth.
We'll have the same effect, but nonetheless, yeah. We can do that. All right. What are we doing?
Let's do this. Let's take a break and get that out of the way, and then we can wrap up the find a friend part of it, and you can get down to Central City Tavern.
God bless you. Let's do that.
Break it, fat kid.
Want to talk for 3 hours about how to make your wedding the most magical day ever? Nor do we. Toucher, Jimmy, and Leslie. Mornings. Yeah. 99X.